Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Larry reaches third base with a triple. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. There goes Hughes. The throw from Desautels to Cronin, and Hughes is out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mills moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mills scores. Kramer moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desautels moves to third. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Desautels scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Hughes, who tags Fox trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grove, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock fires to third and picks off Chapman. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Joe Becker pinch hits for Mel Harder. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Larry reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pitlock. Mills moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Mills moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Mills scores. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to third. McNair moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Desautels hits a fly ball towards center. Averill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Averill. Higgins scores. McNair moves to third. Chapman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. McNair scores. Chapman moves to third. Desautels moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. McNair reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Roy Weatherly. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Grove drops the ball. Hale moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sullivan moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.